everybody. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Jim Donovan along with Nathan Zagura. The day after the Browns opening game of the season, they lose in a phenomenal ball game that had so many turns and twists in it. 30-27, the final score. They lose on a last-second field goal. Nathan, let's start this way. I have never seen the Browns run against the Steelers, but certainly run against them in Pittsburgh the way they did yesterday. Two rookie runners go in there, Terrence West, Isaiah Crowell, and they really, that's what got the Browns going.
Yeah, they had to pick up the slack once Ben Tate went out with that injury. West ran for 100 yards on 16 carries. Crowell, 5 for 32 and 2 touchdowns. The 183 yards rushing the Browns had the most since 2010 in any game against any opponent. But when that ground game gets going like that, you saw how comfortable Brian Hoyer got working out of play action and the offense got going. Over 6 yards a carry against the Steelers in Pittsburgh, that's something this offense is going to build around.
So if you always hear that adage that the running game will open up the passing game, yesterday you saw it visually happen in the second half. All right, let's talk about this now. It was a hurry up. It was a no-huddle offense. Mathematics told you they had to go into it. They were down by a bundle going into the second half. What's the staying power of that? Because people would say, why don't they just stay in that all the time?
Well, you can't stay in it all the time. It's just too exhausting for your team, but it is something the Browns can go to because Brian Hoyer certainly looked incredibly comfortable in it. And no surprise, he learned behind Tom Brady. That was a staple of the offense in New England. But I thought it allowed them to get into a good rhythm, and it's something they can go to as a change of pace. If they need to pick up the tempo, they can go no huddle. If they need to slow it down, they can grind it out running the football and huddle up. But it's nice to know that's something they have in their back pocket that they can go to in the future.
Here's the other thing, and it's really simple about it, is that it's tiring. I mean, it really is. You never get a breather.
You never get a breather, and we saw the good no huddle. But when the no huddle goes south and you have that hurry up and you go a couple three and outs, your defense is on the field then for an extended period of time in the row. So it's about managing the tempo, and it's a nice another piece of the arsenal that the Browns have to go to in the future.
All right, something happened at halftime with the Browns. I mean, they lit the fire, and the defense that was porous and not tackling in the first half was completely different in the second half. The offense, the same story. So everybody's wondering right now, what comes out early against New Orleans? Is it the first half Browns against Pittsburgh? And everyone's hoping that your answer is going to be, it's the second half Browns.
Well, it's got to be. It's a pass-fail league, as Mike Pettine said. If they come out like the first half Browns against this New Orleans Saints offense, this game will be over, and they'll have another fail. They don't want that, so they know what they've got to do, and I think there's a lot of confidence coming from going into Pittsburgh and dominating the Steelers in that second half like that. These guys had the fire lit under them. We've heard it was from leaders on the team, Hoyer, Thomas, Dansby, Whitner, along with Coach Pettine, so I think they're going to be ready, and they realize no matter how well you play in the second half, if you spot a team in the NFL 24 points, it's too tough to overcome.
Absolutely, just way too far to get behind. Tough week now. Browns get set for another dynamic offensive team, the New Orleans Saints, headed up by the great Drew Brees, so we'll keep you up to date with what goes on here in Berea as the Browns prepare for the home opener. That's it for Cleveland Browns Today. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for joining us on ClevelandBrowns.com.